The ninth parak deals with the various types of sales by people and the rights to repurchase it before the Yovel or at the Yovel in the land of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to start with Mishnah Aleph, talking about somebody who sells a Estei Achuzah. It's an ancestral field that he owns. And the halacha is when it comes to a Estei Achuzah, that is literally a Sadeh, is a field that he received as an inheritance, that he receives it back at the Yovel. But if he wants to redeem it before the Yovel, he can repurchase it at a prorated amount. So for example, if he sold it for 30 years before the Yovel and it's 25 years into that, so he has to prorate the amount of years that have gone by. So if it's 30 years and he's gone by 25 years, he has to pay it out, redeem it for 5 years left, prorated on the amount that he received. Mishnah Aleph is going to give us more halachas as it applies to Estei Achuzah, Mocher, Tzadeh, Bishas Yovel. Somebody sells his Tzadeh, Estei Achuzah, when we are nohig to keep the Yovel, when the majority of Jews are in the land of Israel. Enomuto, Ligor, Pachos, Mishtei Shanim, he's not permitted to redeem it in fewer than 2 years. So he has to give the purchaser 2 years to use it before he, as the seller, is permitted to repurchase that land. And this is learned from a pasuk, Shneimar b'Yismar, Shnei Svuos Yimchar Lach. It says 2 years, it has to be 2 years of crops. It means 2 years has to be in the hands of the purchaser before there's a right to repurchase it. Haisa Shnas Shidafon V'yera Konashvis. What happens if one of those 2 years, the purchaser has it, but he wasn't able to use it? For example, Shidafon, there were wind blasts that destroyed his crop. V'yerakon, it was yellowing of the crops, which means the grain dried out because it was so hot. Or it was a Shvis, a Shemitah year, he wasn't able to use it. Eina ole lo min aminyan, that's not going to count to the 2 years. We're going to give him an additional year to have 3 years before the seller is permitted to repurchase that field from him. Nara hovira, on the other hand, if the purchaser who has that land, he decided he's not going to use the land. Nara means that he plowed it but didn't plant it. Hovila, he left it totally fallow, he didn't even plow it. Ole lo min aminyan, that is going to count as part of the 2 years. And if he doesn't use the land, that is his problem. The seller is permitted to redeem it after 2 years. Rabbi Elazar, are we looking at 2 years? Are we looking at number of harvests? What happens if you sold the land? It was before Rosh Hashanah, so it's full of produce in the land. We're just going to look at the 2 years, and even if there are going to be three harvests in the 2 years, it is 2 years from the sale that the seller is permitted to repurchase it back. Mishnah Beis, more halachas in this regard. Mechara l'rishon b'mana. How about if the owner of that Estei Achuzah, that's A, sells it to a first purchaser, what's going to call that B, for the amount of A maneh, which is 100 dinar, umachar harishon l'sheni b'masayim, and then B, that's the first purchaser, sold it to a second purchaser for double the price, for 200. And the question that we grapple is, when A wants to repurchase it, what price is he going to have to redeem it at on a prorated rate? The lower price that he sold it to B, or the higher price that B sold it to C? Einu mechashev elayim harishon. He only has to pay the price based on the price that he sold it to B, not to C. And that's based on a pasuk, shenamar le'ish asher machar lo, that A only has to pay off when he goes to buy the field back from C. He only has to pay the prorated rate based on what he sold the field to be was. La'ish asher machalo, A sold it to B. On the other hand, mechara larishon b'masayim, if A sold it to B, the first purchaser, for 200, umachar harishon l'sheni b'mana, and B sold it to C for half the price, 100, in that instance, eina mechashev ela ima acharon, A is only going to have to repurchase from C based on that lower price, the 100 price. Why? Shenemar la'ish, because the pasuk also says la'ish, which means the third party that purchased it, that's the second purchaser, that's C, la'ish asher b'tocha, the person that is currently in it, that's C. Then the bottom line here is that when A repurchases it, and there were multiple purchasers, he only has to repurchase it at the lowest of the prices. More halachas in this regard. When somebody wants to redeem his field, he needs to make sure that he has the cash in hand. What he's not permitted to do is lo yimkor berachok v'yigol bekarov. He's not permitted, if he wants, has two fields, he's not permitted to sell a further away field in order to redeem this closer field, or the reverse. Berav v'yigol biafi. He's not permitted to sell a worse field in order to redeem this better field that he wants to redeem, or the reverse as well. And in addition, another halacha, lo yivav yigal, he's not allowed to take a loan and redeem this field. And number three is, v'lo yigal achatzin, is not permitted to redeem part. He only has half the money. He wants to redeem half of it. It's all or none. On the other hand, with these halachas, behektesh mutar b'kulan, all this would be permitted. Zechomer behedyo b'hektesh. This is a time we are being stricter when it comes to purchasing a land from an individual rather than hektesh. When hektesh, we're going to be lenient on all of these halachas. You can sell a field to get a field. You can take a loan. You can repurchase part of it from the hektesh, but not when it comes to from an individual. Mishnah Gimel starts a set of four mishnayas to talk about repurchasing when somebody has sold a bate arechoma, that is a house or an apartment that he has in a walled city. And we will talk all about those halachas. A mocher bayis bebate arechoma, if somebody sold a house that he owned in an ir choma, a city that had a wall around it. Hareza goel miyad, he doesn't have to wait the 2 years that we saw before of the se'achuza. He can redeem it immediately. The goel kol shnemas rachodesh, and he only has up to 12 months to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it within the 12 months, he doesn't have the ability to get it back, and he will not get it back at the yovel. Well, that contrasts again with the Steachuza. And what's an interesting thing is Hareza Kimin Ribis Veina Ribis. This could be like Ribis. What does that mean? Is that we have somebody who sold the house and he redeems it, he repurchases it within the year. So we have the person who purchased it, who was using the property during that time, so he gave his money, he got the same money back, but he was permitted to be using that property. Effectively, he's getting the use of that property for free. So effectively, what we have is that seller held the money and gave him interest. He gave him a benefit for giving him a loan because the purchaser got to use the property. So it's kamin ribis that really looks like ribis, but veina ribis, but because it's a financial transaction, a purchase and not a lending of money, it is permitted. Continuing, mei samocha, what happens within the 12 months? You only have 12 months to repurchase, and the seller died within the 12 months, Yigal Beno, his son, has the right to repurchase it, Meis HaLokeach. What if the purchaser died within the 12 months? Who are you going to redeem it from? Yigal Miad Beno, the seller is permitted to redeem it from the son of the purchaser, as long as it's within the 12 months. Eino Moneh Lo Shana Ela Misha Shemachar Lo, and we count the year from when the sale was to the first buyer. Assuming there are multiple buyers, we are only going to count it from the initial sale. You only have a year from the initial sale, as it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar Ad Milos Lo Shana Temima, until there is a full year for him. That's talking about a year for the seller. From when the seller sells it, you only count 12 months. Ukeshu Omer Temima. So what is the word Temima, Shana Temima? What is that on? The Avi Chodesh Iber. If it's a leap year, that's the 13th month, so you would be able to redeem it within 13 months. In that instance of a leap year, Rabbi Omer, he disagrees with that. Yiten Loshana Yivibura, he says it applies to each and every year, that we are going to use not the lunar year of 354 days, but we're going to use the solar year of 365 days, 11 days longer. So that's why it says Tamima, a full year, use the solar year, not the lunar year. Mishnah Dalit, what happens if you don't redeem that ear, that's a bite in the ear choma within 12 months. Yigia yom 12 chodesh v'lo nigal. The 12-month anniversary of the sale comes and it hasn't been redeemed yet. Haya chalut lo. The purchaser gets to keep it permanently. And this applies echad alokeach v'echad shenitan l'matana. Whether the recipient purchased it or whether he received it as a gift and the seller or the giver of that gift did not redeem it within 12 months, that individual receives is going to keep it. Shenemar litzmitut, he can keep it forever. It's not going to even revert back to the seller on the yovel. Barishona haya nitman yom 12 chodesh. Initially, what happened was that the buyer of the property, he didn't want the seller to come and redeem it from him, so he would hide on the 12-month anniversary of the sale. That's the last day it would be repurchased from him. Sheichalulo, so it would become his. But that wasn't fair. If the seller wanted to redeem it, he couldn't find the buyer, and he wanted to redeem it, he wanted to pay for it, but he couldn't find the guy. He was hiding. He's king Hillel HaZaken, so Hillel HaZaken said, this isn't fair, it's not equitable. So he instituted Yecholesh et Ma'osa Belishka. If that seller of the property wanted to redeem his asset back, he would deposit his money in the Lishka, literally the office, either in the office of the Beis HaMikdash or the office of the Beis Din. It's his. Once he deposits the money, he has repurchased that property back. He can go in, he can knock the door down, it's his. And the emasai sheyir tzahalef, when that buyer who is no longer the owner of that property because it was repurchased, whenever he wants to pick up his money, yavav yitol es masav, he can come pick up his money when he so desires. It is waiting for him when he's no longer the owner of that property. Mishneh says as follows, kol shehu lifni minachoma harehu kabate arechoma. What are we talking about? That you have a year that you have to purchase back the bate arechoma. So the complexity here is that the pasuk says as follows, the kama bais asher beir asher lo hachoma litzmitut. The kama bais, it apparently refers only if you sell a house in a walled city, but if how about if you sell an office or you sell a granary or something like that? But on the other hand, it says asher beir, as long as it's within the city, it doesn't matter if it's a residence or not. It should be included in the law and the halacha that you only have 12 months to redeem it. So the Mishnah says as follows, kol shu lifni minachoma, any type of property, almost any type of property, we'll see shortly, like if you have shvitz, an olive press, etc., harehu kabate arechoma is going to be the same, it's going to have the same halachas, as long as it's within the walled city, you only have a year within to redeem it. Chutz min asados, the exception is if you have a field inside that walled city, the halachas will not apply. You're not going to be limited by the 1 year. Rabbi Meir Omer Afa Sadas, this applies also Sadas. What Rabbi Meir is saying is a regular Sada that you're growing things with, you're growing, you have an orchard, etc., that would not be limited by the year. Even Rabbi Meir would agree to that. But he's saying if you have an open area and you use it, for example, to quarry building supplies, that is considered residential enough that the halachas of the Bate Arechoma will apply, and you'll only have 1 year within to redeem it. Bayis Habanoi Lebechoma. These walls were fairly thick, so you had room to build a house, an apartment within the wall, within the thick wall, the outer wall of the city. So is that considered within the city that the 1 year limitation is going to apply, or is that not considered within the city and it's not going to be subject to that limitation, and you can redeem it when you so desire or get it back at the Yovel? Rabbi Yehud Omer Eino Kabate Arechoma. That is not like being a bayit in the Ar-Ir Choma. That is not within the city, and accordingly, you're not capped at redeeming it within the first year. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kosel Achitz Oni Chomasa. He says that you look at the outer wall, and because it is, even though it's within the wall itself, but it's within the outer external wall of the city, then it's considered within the city, and the 1 year rule will apply. Mishnah Vav talks about what type of wall would make something a bate Ir Choma, such that any sale of a property within it would be subject to the 1 year repurchase requirement. Ir Shigago Sechamosa. What happens if you don't have a wall around it, but you have houses that are side to side, they are next to each other, right back to back, such that the outer walls and their roofs form a wall? Is that considered a walled city or not? Or on the other hand, Vesheni Mekafes Chomam Yemot Yeshua Binun. It has a wall around it, but it didn't have a wall at the time that of Yeshua Binun when Klal Yisrael came in to take over the land of Canaan. Eino Bekabate Arechoma. Neither of those are considered to be a bias of an Ir Choma and would not be capped at the 1 year limitation of the repurchase. Ve'ilu and Bate Arechoma. So what are the requirements for a bias to be in an Ir Choma that you have to purchase it within a year? We're talking about it has to have a certain size. So even if you have a walled city, but it has too few people living there, then it's not going to be considered an Ir Choma. What's the requirement to be considered a bayit of an Ir Choma? Shalosh chatzeros, shal shnei shnei batim. You need at the minimum of 3 courtyards, each one having 2 houses on it. Mukafos chomam yemod Yeshua Minun. It had to be that the wall was extant at the time of Yeshua Minun. And now we have a list of examples of cities that fit these requirements. Kagon Katra Yeshana Shal Tziporim, V'Chakra Shal Gush Chalav, Yodfas HaYeshana, V'Galmla, V'Gedod, V'Chadid, V'Ono, and Yerushalayim. It's talking about a second Yerushalayim, not the city of Yerushalayim that we know. V'Chen Kiyotzebahen, and any others that fit the conditions and requirements of the Mishnah, that would be a bayit of an Ir Choma, or would be an Ir Choma itself. Mishnah Zayin talks about house is a new type of ownership. We started with Stei Achuzah, then we talked about Bate Arechoma, and now we're getting on to the third type of property, Bate HaChatzerim. This is somebody who sells a house, but it's not in an Ir Choma, it's in an unwalled city, and that's why it's Chatzerim, a Chatzer. It's an open place. So he sold his house. What are his requirements? What are his rights to repurchase it? So it says as follows, Nosnim Lahem Koach HaYafa Shet Bate Arechoma. We're going to give the advantages of Bate Arechoma, and we'll spell this out shortly. We just saw those, that you don't have to wait the 2 years, you can redeem it immediately. And also we're going to see that it has the advantages as well on the repurchase right of the Stei Achuzah that we started out our Mishnah with. And we'll spell it out now. Nigali miyad, you have a right to redeem it immediately. You don't have to wait 2 years. V'nigalim kol shnei masar chodesh, and you can redeem it the entire 12 months. Kibatim, just like the bate arei choma that we just discussed. And in addition, the advantages of yotzim b'yovel, if you didn't redeem it earlier, you're going to get it back in yovel. Uvegiron kesef kesadas, and also you're going to be able to pay it out. You're going to be able to repurchase it even after the first year, throughout up to the year yovel, by paying a prorated amount back to repurchase that field. And that is like the stay achuza. And now we're going to define what are these bate chatzerim, this purchase, this house, this real estate that you sold that is not part of a city. Ve'elu en bate chatzerim, what's this house that you sold that was an unwalled city? Shtei chatzero shel shnei batim, even if it's a walled city, but it doesn't have enough people living there. It has only two chatzeros, not three, and each of those chatzeros have two houses on it. That would not be considered a walled city, even if there's the wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. That is considered a bate chatzerim and not a walled city. Mishnah Ches talks about another type of ownership and sale of assets. We're now going to talk about a walled city of Levim. The Levim were not given a division of land in the land of Israel like a normal Shevet, but they were given certain cities. 48 cities were given to the Levim. And we're going to talk about what the requirements are for the Levi if he sold his property. Yisrael Shiyarash Avi Imo Levi. What happens if we have Yisrael and his maternal grandfather is a Levi? So in that instance, the grandfather did not have any sons, had a daughter, and that daughter had a son. She was married to Yisrael, and that daughter received, the father passed away, her father passed away, and she received the Yerusha, and now she passed away, and her son, who is Yisrael, received the Yerusha, but it's in a city of Levim. Yisrael Shiyaras Avi Imo Levi Eino Goel Kaseder Hazeh. There are certain requirements, there are certain redemption rights when you sell a Levi, for example, sells a property in the city of Levim. He doesn't, even if it's a walled city, he is not required to repurchase it within the year. He can repurchase it whenever he so desires. So would that same halacha apply when we have this Yisrael, this grandchild who received property in that Levi city? Are we going to treat him like a Levi, that he's not going to be required to redeem it within a year? Are we going to treat him like Yisrael? Had he owned this property in a normal walled city, he'd be required to repurchase it within a year. And the Mishnah is telling us that he would be required to repurchase it within a year because he's not a Levi. V'chein Levi. The reverse case, we have a Levi, Shiar says Avi Imo Yisrael. We have a Levi who is the grandchild. His grandfather is a Yisrael. And now we had this Yisrael grandfather who owned a property, not in a city of Levim, a regular walled city, and now his grandchild, who is a Levi, received it. How are we going to treat it? Is he going to have the 1 year limitation because it is a city that has that limitation, or because he's a Levi, are we going to say he's not capped out? He can redeem it even after that year. Eino Goel Keseder Azeh. We read it as the Gemara says, Eino Goel Ela Keseder Azeh. He is, again, same way we're going to treat him, that he is going to have to redeem it within the year, because it's in a city that is a non-Levi city, even though he's a Levi. And Shenemar, we learn, and based on the Pasuk, Kipate Arei Halavim, there's actually two parts of the Pasuk that we have a Lima, that there are two conditions to apply, that when we have a walled city, two conditions need to apply that the person doesn't have to redeem it within a year. And those two conditions are as follows. Achie Levi, it's only going to apply if the original owner who sold the field is a Levi. And Uba'are HaLevi'im Divirebi, and it has to be in a city of Levim. In that instance, when we have a Levi owner of the property and it's in the city of Levim and he sold it, then he's not going to be capped by a year. He can redeem it thereafterward. But otherwise, if we only have one of these conditions, it's a Levi in a non-Levi city, or if we have a non-Levi in a Levi city, it's going to be capped. It's going to be treated like a normal arei choma, and there's going to be the 1 year limitation. Chachamim disagree with ever. Chachamim omrim ein hadvarim amurim ela ba'arei halavim. These halachas apply. We're only going to look at the location, and even if the person is not a Levi but he owns a property in the ear of Levim, he's not going to be capped by the 1 year redemption requirement. Now we're going to talk about some urban planning, and just by way of introduction, the way the cities the cities of Levim, and it's also applied to non-Levi cities. The way they were built is there was the ear, the city, the residences in the middle, and around it was a migrash, which was a field for the Levim. It was 1,000 amas wide that was left unplanted. It was meant to beautify the city. So the ear is number one, the migrash is number two, unplanted area. And number three was a strip, 1,000 amas, based on Rashi Shita, 1,000 amas wide, that they planted in. So one, two, and three, the ear, residence. Number two, the migrash, unplanted. Number three is the sade around it. Ain osim, you can't interchange it according to the Tanakhama. Ain osim sade migrash, vulo migrash sade. You can't interchange properties, areas two and three, three and two, back and forth. You have to leave it as it was planned. Vulo migrash year, vulo year migrash. You can't change around one and two and one. You have to leave it as is. Amo Rebbe Eliezer, b'med, d'vayim amorim bar Levim. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. He says this only applies when it comes to a city of the Levim. Aval ba'ara Yisroel, but if you have a city of Yisraelim, osim sade migrash, what you're permitted to do is you're allowed to make the sade, the third part outside, you can make that in a migrash. In other words, you can push the city out and you can expand the city, v'lo migrash sade, but you cannot do the reverse. If you have that area number two, that unplanted area, you cannot plant it. And in addition, you can make a migrash ear, v'lo ear migrash. You can expand the area number one, the ear, out into the migrash, but you can't expand the migrash area into the city because then you're taking away from the city. And the concept here is Kadesh Lo Yachrivas Are Yisrael. We don't want to shrink the cities. We don't want to destroy the cities. We want them to grow. Accordingly, it can grow out, but it can't grow in. And now one final halacha as it regards to the properties of the Levim, the cities of the Levim, Hakone Levim, Mochrim La'olam, the Kohen, the Levi, they are permitted to sell their houses and the fields around their houses whenever they so desire. V'goalim La'olam, they can redeem it whenever they want, even within the first 2 years, even in the first year, no problem. When they want to redeem, they redeem, as it says as follows, Shenemar Geulas Olam Tiyel Levim, they can redeem it whenever they so desire.